Vinny, what the hell is that in front of you?
This is my Combitar, and it's inspired by the late Roy Williamson, who made two of the only Combolins in the world. And because I liked the sound of his instrument so much, I wanted to have something that was similar or one just like it. And when I looked it up online, I realised that he was the guy that made it. So I figured I had to do the same thing. So.
Look at it. It's incredible. Do you find it just easy peasy just to tune a guitar in comparison to that?
Yeah, guitar is just a breeze.
It looks like it, because what's that got? 26?
It's got 26 strings, albeit that 8 of them are sympathetic strings, so they just vibrate along with the bass resonating strings, like the bass notes of the guitar string. Like, for instance, if I just grab it, you've got the D string. When plucked, it vibrates the high sympathetic string here. I don't even know how they're tuned. I just tune them to wherever they sound best, so it changes all the time. And then we've got the A string, which will vibrate another one. B. And we've got a set of drone strings. We've got 4 at the bottom, which are... they're actually nylon strings. The rest of them are steel strings. We've got the mandolin neck. And I've tuned it to D. Roy Williamson used to tune his to C. But I guess that was just more to suit his voice. But I like D.
But the thing is with it, it's not like you can go and buy those in any of the high street shops and you've got an expert telling you how you need to tune it. You've crafted this yourself, haven't you?
Made it up. Well, I had to get a little bit of advice on how to make the basic joins in the body. And I bought a book from Alex Willis from Amazon on guitar making. And I kind of had a look at that and followed the basic structures, because there's so many... braces underneath the soundboard here that have to be in the right place and the right thickness and so on for it to vibrate properly.
But it's ridiculous, because I can't remember which voice it was in the room today. Somebody mentioned it looks like a tree. It does, doesn't it? It looks ridiculously like a tree, like so many different woods there. And then all of a sudden, this kind of tribal artwork on the front is great.
Yeah. Well, it's a work in progress. I've still not finished. I started painting the headstock here and sort of stopped because I got too interested in how it sounded and started playing it quick.
Oh, well, why not? Fair play to you, man. And the sounds coming off it sound brilliant.
The necks here are made from an old wardrobe, believe it or not. My mum gave me a big hunk of wood and I stayed in my workshop for about 6 months. She said, see what you can do with that. And it just stayed there and I didn't have a clue. And then eventually when I got the idea to do this, I thought, aha, be perfect for the next.
She laid down the challenge.
Yeah, so it's seen. It's nice seeing this old piece of, just like a chunk of wood, got a new lease of life. So it's good seeing transformation and being environmentally friendly with the recycling.
Oh, Benny Tetelati, the green artist. So what was it that really got you into this? What did you listen to a lot back in the day? What do you listen to now?
Back in the day. Well, I started, I from Oscar Peterson. My parents took me to see Oscar Peterson when I was very young at the Usher Hall in Edinburgh, playing on the piano, because I started on the piano and I used to like improvising. I would never be disciplined in my lessons to learn pieces. I was more interested in creating music or just playing stuff that I liked. So a bit of a skiver there.
Definitely the rebel that all the teachers hated.
Yeah.
Why won't he play my notes?
How did you know? So, but no, I had a really decent piano teacher. He gave me a lot of freedom. But yeah, eventually I went on to acoustic guitar. My father bought me an acoustic guitar when I was 16. And I played that, and I used to, you know, muck about on that until I got my first band together. And I started to go down towards the bass strings, and then it was suggested I try a bass guitar. And since I got a bass guitar, I mean, that was just it. All my music was on the bass.
Mm.
And that's where I'm most comfortable. If I'm jamming with people now, even now, I'd feel much more comfortable on the bass than on the guitar.
Would you?
Yeah.
Definitely. Is that just because you've had more exposure to it and more practice? Probably. Even though you were bought an acoustic guitar first?
It's Probably because it's only got four strings. much easier to play.
What was the rationale then behind making a 26-stringed instrument?
I think it was to do with trying to develop a sound that is slightly different from anyone else's, because I think that's the idea. You want to be able to... I mean, the music business is hard enough to stand out from the... I mean, there's so many great songwriters and singers out there. How can you stand out from them all? And I figured, well, this would be one way. And I do like the sound of the... especially the sympathetic strings. I just like that kind of thing. I used to have my 12-string guitar. And I don't know if you know, but if you pluck a string and you place your finger quite close to it, but not touching it completely, so when it vibrates, it just catches the edge of your thumb and it gives you a kind of sound. A bit like the beginning note on one of the Beatles tracks. Dun, 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 bun, bun. I can't remember.
Yeah,
the name
yeah. Mm-hmm. Hold on a minute. It'll come to us.
She's good to me, you know, she tells me.
Yeah.
So it's the beginning of that kind of effect, and I like that sort of sound.
That's awesome. So the album that you just mentioned, I presume we're going to hear a couple of the tracks from it now.
Sure. Well, we're going to do, I'm going to do Too Precious. There's a tingling feeling. Cheers.